Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Good morning, Think Realty Nation. This is Eddie Wilson. If you haven't already noticed, this is not Abhi Goldhawk. I am standing in his place today. My name is Eddie Wilson. I'm the CEO of Affinity Worldwide and Think Realty and the founder of Think Realty. And honestly, I envy Abhi every single day. I have to sit in an office and count numbers, look at P&Ls, balance sheets, all that good stuff, while Abhi gets to mess around and play on the radio all day. And I envy him for sure. So today we are reversing the roles. I sent Abhi back to the office and told him to get some work done. And I said, I'm going to go play on the radio today. And as a part of that, I've invited one of my favorite people in the industry to hear from today. He's a guy that I see around the country all over the place. This guy speaks at conferences all over the country. He's been a guest on our radio show in the past. And I'm really excited to have him as a part of the radio show today. So today with us, our guest is Charles Sells. Charles is the owner of Platinum Investment Properties. Charles, welcome to the radio show.
Thanks so much, Eddie.
Glad to have you with us today. We've got a great show in store for you. All the preparation that we've done for this show and talking about it, I think are going to be relevant topics for you, the listener. I know you that are sitting out there. You have been investing in the stock market, mutual funds, bonds, the money markets, and I'm just curious. I mean, how have those investments going? Because my friend here, Charles Sells, who has been investing in real estate for many years, I would like to put his track record up against any of these financial planners that are out there, because I know he's been killing it in various markets. How have the returns been coming, Charles? I know you guys have been killing it for the past few years.
Yeah, we've been absolutely killing it, and we're focused in specific markets, but our investors are seeing profits of nets of 20% and in some cases even better, but at the bare minimum they're doing about 16% annualized a year, certainly better than anything I would see in a risky market play.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, 16% is nothing to shake a stick at. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the markets you said that you're in specific markets with investors. What are some of those markets? Which ones are doing well for you? What are ones that maybe you've moved out of? Ones on the horizon? Kind of give us a forecast and a look at the markets you're currently in and where you're headed.
Right. So we used to be heavy in Atlanta, actually, where you guys were you're based out of, that market, once the market took that downward spiral, we obviously saw a lot of flooding into that market of I call them mom and pop shops, but essentially, people who were bidding up the rate of the purchase prices, and essentially pushed us out of this market. So we started focusing on smaller markets like Charleston, South Carolina. We're heavy in Savannah, Georgia right now, in Augusta, Georgia, and there's economical forces that essentially have us in those areas that provide some protection should there be another market turn, which, you know, I think we all know is going to happen. It's just a matter of when and who can predict that's going to happen. But, certainly definitely a lot more stable than, I always make the analogy that, why don't you invest in stocks? You must have a diversified portfolio outside of real estate. And I say, no way, because I don't want my investments to be determined on whether, the right CEO is hired for the job or not, and that the market is going to, either the stocks are going to go up or go down based on that decision. If you look at what happened with Nike, a couple weeks ago, we all thought around the country that that market was just going to that stock was just going to tank, and actually the opposite happened. I think they came up like $6 billion or something like that. But that's just, the volatility of something like that is not something I want to play in.
Yeah, it's all speculation, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, it is amazing when you bring up Nike and you look at such a massive PR issue that they created, and I think the whole world expected them to take a downturn. And I guess whoever the brain behind that whole thing was must have had that in mind, because they certainly took a different turn for sure. But So I mean, and maybe we probably can get into it after the next break, but I would love to hear if you have any predictions on when you think the market might turn. I mean, you kind of alluded to that just a minute ago, and so that's what's on the minds of every investor out there. What is the market going to do? We've got 3 or 4 minutes left in this segment, but what do you think? I mean, do you have a prediction of when or how or even why?
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know if I can cover it in 3 minutes, but absolutely.
Give us a teaser. How's that?
Yeah, there you go. All the data that a lot of investors in our space, they don't necessarily use data to determine their markets, but all the data we look at says that all the keys are there. Everything is there. We're back to essentially 2006, mid 2006 activity in our markets, and that's across the country. And those hot spots, we call them heat maps, are showing trends that are almost identical to what happened in 2006. And if you want to mark the 2006, when the market started to make that turn, it was in I believe April of 2006 is when things kind of peaked out and started to make that dive. We're absolutely seeing that trend starting, and I can get into more specifics after the break as to what those key factors are.
Very good. Yeah, we'll jump back into that after the break. Charles, I see him all around the country. He speaks at different events, and he's an on-demand speaker. And after the break, we'll also talk a little bit about, what he sees and where the country is heading, maybe where the hot markets are going to be. We've got just a little bit more time before we exit. Charles, when you are focusing on this marketplace, what are some key indicators of opportunity when it comes to buying an investment property? I mean, when you're looking, and we've got a minute or two, and so maybe just a few snippets, but what are some key things you're looking for when you choose to go to an Augusta or you choose to go to a Savannah? What are those opportunity indicators?
Yeah, that's actually a really great question. And it is 100%, the driving force of why we pick those markets. So we're looking for areas that are experiencing, some kind of economical driver is what I refer to it as, is something's going on in that city. So for Augusta example, one of the reasons we're big in Augusta, and we went into Augusta, a lot of people said, man, you're crazy. There's nothing in Augusta. But little did most other people know is again, go back to data, the government, the Army, is moving all of cybersecurity departments into the Augusta space. So that's creating thousands of new jobs, new families moving into that area. And our space is first-time home buyer properties, military family properties. So we essentially started buying right before that news was released. And now we can't buy fast enough. The properties... the inventory isn't drying out. We just can't get our hands on it quick enough and turn them quick enough. The market has literally turned around as we've been in that space. And again, when we talk about market downturns, that is a market that is not going to turn down. You know, we talk about all this Russian news and everything that's out there about security breaches and all that. Well, you know, they're going to just double down on the security and all that. So,
Charles, I hate to cut you off. We'll jump right back in after the break. Thank you so much. If you want to talk to Charles, email him at charles@sells2000.com, and he'd love to hear from you. Connect with us on social media, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, all of them, Think Realty Radio, and go to thinkrealty.com for up-to-date news and information. We'll be right back after this break. Hope to see you soon.
Today's show is brought to you by RealFlow, the number one lead generation software for real estate investors, rfleads.com. We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? This is Marco Santarelli with Norada Real Estate Investments. Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage those properties. We save you time by providing you with passive income investment properties in some of the best U.S. markets. Learn more by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. There's no obligation and nothing to buy. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and get your free copy today.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
The only show that puts you in a real estate of mind returns with guest host Eddie Wilson on Think Realty Radio.
Eddie Wilson here, standing in for the world-renowned Avi Golhar. I sent Avi off to the office today, and I took his spot on the radio. My name's Eddie Wilson. I'm the CEO of Affinity Worldwide and Think Realty, and you're listening to Think Realty Radio today. Today, we've got our guest today with us, Charles Sells from the Platinum Investment Group. And I messed up the name again. It's Platinum Investment Properties. And it's interesting, Charles, and I think that maybe if we talk about this for a second, it'll help everybody understand. But you changed your name to Platinum Investment Properties, and you changed it to PIP, or you actually condensed it. And all around the country, you're known as PIP, but it actually stands for Platinum Investment Properties. So I think it's important for people to understand that and to note that. But anyways, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Welcome to the show again.
You bet. Absolutely.
So we talked about all kinds of different things in the last break or the last segment. We talked about where the market is and where it's going, what properties you're buying, what markets you're in. And I'd like to kind of step back just a little bit because I think there's some things that make you unique and some things that I've enjoyed listening to you speak about over the past few years. And one of them is a tax deed strategy, understanding what a tax deed is, how to take advantage of it. I think you're a master at it. And so if you don't mind, just take a few minutes and help the listeners understand what it is to take advantage of a tax deed, how to process it, maybe who to work with to get it done. And then if you offer any services around that, kind of explain those as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll go way back to when I actually got into this business. So we're going back 20 years. A lot of listeners, they catch those late night infomercials I'm going to date myself, but Carlton Sheets, right?
Oh yeah.
And
I watch those.
You know, sitting on a boat, right, exactly. And how do I get into this? So I started out in the tax lien phase in Atlanta, which we call them hybrid liens because when you go to a sale. You're buying a tax deed to a property, but you're actually that tax deed acts like a lien, and it can redeem. So in the state of Georgia, for example, if you go to an auction, you buy that thing and you earn 20% on whatever you spend, and if it's redeemed in 0 to 12 months, you get 20% on whatever you invested into it. And if it doesn't redeem, then you start to foreclose. So that's where the tax deed comes into play. It is a niche market because every state is different, and then you actually have to play kind of a political game with each county that offloads these and manages these, if you will. So we have found a niche market. We do think we're the best as far as servicing investors in this space. But buying a tax deed is a fantastic way to we always use the term off-market deals. Clearly, it's going to be off market. There's some headaches and some other red tape to get them, but opportunity obviously comes at a cost. If you want to hedge better margins in your investments, you're going to have to do a little more legwork. So you got to go through things like cleaning up title once you take the property or foreclose on it. We call that quiet title action in our space. But you're acquiring it not just for taxes, as a lot of these late night infomercials say, but you're acquiring it certainly for 20-30% of what fair market might be. And I'm not going to use after repair value because as you're going through that foreclosure process, a lot of things are going to happen. So you've got to have your buy right margin set in there, so you are buying them right. So tax deeds is a fantastic way to acquire real estate. In any market, when the market was down, obviously the volume went up for what we were doing. When the market was strong, there was still plenty of tax distressed real estate out there. I always use the analogy, it's like a cable bill. A lot of people want that cable on, but they always forget to pay the bill.
Sure.
Same thing applies to the tax deed and tax lien industry. You know, a lot of them will pay, and that interest rate or that penalty is set by the state, so you're going to get it back. But the other beautiful thing about it is that, you know, all the headaches, essentially, while it's in that, what we call the redemptive phase, is handled by the local government. So essentially, we're just a go-between managing, the finances on behalf of the investor as far as the acquisitions are concerned, making sure the county is paying and that sort of thing. So you can certainly acquire tax deeds and flip those into, you know, your basic fix and flips. We're heavy in that space. We probably buy as many tax liens and tax deeds a month as we do fix and flips or cash flow properties. But, you know, we also carry on our books every year probably close to 600 tax deeds that are ready to be acquired by investors. It's a great space to be in for sure. It's how we got started in this business. And we've just evolved into being everything distressed real estate because one does relate to the other. We'll get into a fix and flip and find that we've got back taxes on it. And knowing how to resolve that situation is great for us because we can say, hey, no, the laws say that should have been cleared before it went to bank foreclosure, or no, it carries with it in this particular state or that particular state.
Sure, yeah. And I think that there's probably a lot of listeners out there that are in the same space that I am where I invest passively. You know, a lot of my investment in real estate is syndications or buying things or investing or joint venture deals. And so, obviously having someone like you that has a list of all these tax deeds that are available, willing to do the work for you, is a huge advantage because the 20% on the front end sounds great until I actually have to go through the foreclosure process, taking that property back, doing all the footwork, things like that. So do you provide a turnkey solution for that? They look at your list of deals and they purchase in and then you take it from there?
Yeah, absolutely. So essentially when an investor calls us, we have what we call a pre-investment interview. And we literally sit on the phone with them for about 45 minutes and determine what it is, what they've been investing in the past, what they expect, what their expectations are with investing in tax distressed real estate. You know, are they expecting those liens to redeem, or are they expecting to acquire deeds of the properties and have us fix it, flip it, or cash flow it on their behalf? But yes, whatever the cause may be, we take them from step A all the way to step Z. We do the closings on their behalf. It is 100% a passive investment opportunity.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You're listening to Think Realty Radio again. Thank you for tuning in. We've got Charles Sells interviewing him today, listening to him talk about his business, Platinum Investment Properties. And he's just explaining to us what tax deeds are and how to get involved. And honestly, I think that the solution he just talked about in the tax deed space is so important for real estate investors because when gurus and late night TV, as he talked about, push you to invest in real estate, or maybe you watch HGTV, oftentimes you get into trouble. I saw a statistic last year that the IRS said that 9,300 people attempted their first flip last year. Probably watched HGTV, got excited about it. The wife said, hey, I want to design a house, whatever it is. And over 87% of the 9,300 people lost money on their very first flip. And so to have someone like Charles that is willing to help you go through the process, do the work for you, it makes all the difference in the world. We've got to go out to a break again. Charles, thank you so much for that great information. When we come back, we're going to talk about whether Charles foresees another real estate bubble. We're going to try to drill down and see if he'll give us a date that he might predict. We'll also really try to understand how to connect with Charles and how to use him and in a more tangible way. So thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you're connecting with us on social media at Think Realty, or go to thinkrealty.com for up-to-date news and information. Or stop in your local Barnes & Noble and pick up the latest Think Realty magazine. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you by RealFlow, the number one lead generation software for real estate investors. RFLeads.com.
Don't touch that dial. Real Estate Investing Made Easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
The only show that puts you in a real estate of mind returns with guest host Eddie Wilson on Think Realty Radio.
Eddie Wilson sitting in for Abhi Golhar. My name is Eddie Wilson. I'm the CEO of Affinity Worldwide and Think Realty. Abhi is taking a break. He's got his feet up on the desk somewhere, probably doing nothing, drinking some coffee. I'm not really sure. Abhi, if you're listening, I just want to let you know, I enjoy doing radio a whole lot more than sitting in my office. And so we might have to do this more often. And plus, getting to hang out with great people like Charles Sells makes the day even better. And that is our guest today, Charles Sells with Platinum Investment Properties. He is giving us all kinds of great information on tax deed strategy, how to find properties cheap, but also how to find and capitalize on properties and make great returns. He even mentioned a number of north of 20%, which is unheard of. It's amazing. And so we're going to jump into that in this last segment here. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this economic place that we're in as a country. Charles, you talked about how your strategy is really recession-proof. It, you know, your inventory ebbs and flows. But as a whole, you feel like you've got a pretty decent handle on whether or not there is a recession or there is a recession. And so first of all, this is a two-part question. Number one, will there be a recession and when? And then the second part of the question is, how is your business prepared for if there is a recession or if there's a bubble or if there's just a correction?
Right. So, yeah, I definitely think we're seeing a bubble. You know, everybody's heard about what's going on, out on the West Coast and like San Francisco. You know, the home valuations have gone up 18% in 2017, another 12% in 2018. And speaking in terms of real estate, that is unheard of and absolutely insane, to put it mildly. So that market is primed and ready. But again, you know, real estate, people don't often associate data to real estate, but, you know, I sure do. And you know, you look at the numbers, U.S. home flipping, we talked about U.S. home flipping a little while ago, and it's an 11-year high. So we're back to home flipping areas that were where they were in 2006, and we know that's when the turn of the crash was coming. You know, we're one of 10 homes right now is underwater as far as their mortgage is concerned. You know, that's, I believe when we were at the worst of it, one in, or three in 10 were underwater. So the signs are there. You know, it's just a matter of whether you actually look at data or you listen to the media,
sure,
as far as what the market is actually doing. So unfortunately, you know, a lot of people rely on media for their information. And that's just not the way to do it anymore, because they're just going to, you know, give you their opinion, and it's based on absolutely nothing.
Sure.
But, you know, somebody who's willing to pay the highest price to advertise. But yeah, I mean, foreclosures are up 44% in U.S. markets as of July and this year. So, you know, we're headed there. If I had to put my finger on a number, I'd say 18 months from this month we'll be you know, talking about some serious changes in our real estate market.
Interesting. 18 months. Very good. So your business, you talked about trying to create a recession-proof business and understanding markets and which markets to go in. How are you doing that? How are you making sure that your investors are protected if there is a bubble and there is a recession that begins? And if that 18-month period is true, how are you protecting your investors through that process?
Right. So the last time it happened, we obviously, you know, we're in the distress phase, so business for us just only got better. And it is because we are doing recession-proof markets. So, you know, we were heavy in Charleston, South Carolina at that time, and the number one key to what we do is we don't buy anything, you know, that's glitz and glam that you see on these HGTV shows. We're buying, you know, the 99% blue-collar homes that don't require granite, don't require any of that stuff, that are always going to be available. So, you know, when the last crash happened, we had this great first-time home buyer program that came out. And those are the homes we buy. But to take it a step further, we're buying in markets that, you know, I mentioned earlier, cybersecurity in Augusta. You know, that's not going to go away.
Sure.
That population is not going to go down. And because the price points we're in, you know, if lending becomes a problem again, the cash flows are still going to be very strong in the markets that we buy in. Another one we're heavy in right now is Savannah, Georgia. And the reason we're there is there's two really good driving forces. One, the city is under a huge urban renewal process. There's a fantastic grant and, frankly, giveaways in that market. But they're also expanding the cargo ports in Miami. Miami. I'm in Miami, in Savannah.
Sure.
That's going to bring up to 30,000 new jobs by 2020. Now, a lot of people are going to say, oh, well, you know, Trump just put the tariffs out there and that's going to slow down production, da 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 da. No, it's not. You know, Americans are going to still be buying and manufacturing is still going to be in China. You know, they're going to pay a little more, but we're still going to keep buying it. So that's another, you know, driving factor for why we're in Savannah. Now, obviously, those markets get built out like, you know, a Charleston, South Carolina, which we were 15 years ago. The reason we were there, they were doing the same urban renewal that they're doing in Savannah. But Boeing was moving into that market. Same thing. Blue-collar workers, first-time home buyers, that's what's always going to be protected regardless of what the market is.
Very good. That's awesome. So we've got both first-time investors on the show. We've got some very sophisticated investors on the show. What are some tips, some advice that you would give to maybe somebody who has never invested in real estate? Maybe they're sophisticated on one side of investing, but not necessarily in real estate. Is there a piece of advice that you'd give them as they're listening to this show?
A couple. So for the novice investor, first of all, don't believe what you see on TV. And quite frankly, some of the returns that they make on TV, I wouldn't be able to, you know, eat dinner based on some of the returns that they show as,
sure,
as being profitable. But the other one is the big one for novice investors is you know, if the coaching program or the weekend workshop is going to max out your credit card, regardless of what that spending limit is, you're paying too much for it.
Sure.
And they're making their money off of your coaching program, not the real estate investments. So that's something to be wary of. And I'll touch on that and say there are some legitimate folks out there that do a really good job for a reasonable price and really teach you how to do it. But, you know, you hit on this, 9,300 folks tried to do it on their own last year. They probably went through these coaching programs, and 87% have lost the money.
Right.
So education. The legit people in the business will give it to you either at a reasonable price or for free. So that's something to be wary of. For the more sophisticated, more advanced investor, well, look, you know, you can't tell them anything, right?
Right.
It's hard to give them any advice, but no, absolutely. Something I always say, because I do moderate, high level panels at events and whatnot is, I always say, don't be complacent. The areas of opportunity are always going to change. I mentioned we were in the space in Charleston 15 years ago. We are in Atlanta right as the market crashed. But we had to move out of those spaces for different changes, for different reasons. I always say real estate is a moving target. People say, huh? Real estate is not a moving target. But it really is. Because the markets do change, contractors disappear. New buyers come into your market. Material costs increase. We put tariffs, on China, and that creates issues. So.
Charles, I thank you so much. We're coming up on the break here, and you've been a great guest and given us lots of great information. How do they get in touch with you real quick?
So my website is tipgroup.com. My personal email is charles@tipgroup.com, or you can call us at 877-335-2529.
All right. Thanks, Charles. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
Today's show is brought to you by RealFlow, the number one lead generation software for real estate investors. RFleads.com.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to RecovcoDirect.com. That's RecovcoDirect.com/radio. The easy choice for real estate investors. Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
The only show that puts you in a real estate of mind returns with guest host Eddie Wilson on Think Realty Radio.
You may think this is Avi Golhar, but it's actually Eddie Wilson sitting in for Avi Golhar today. I want to thank my good friend Charles Sells with Platinum Investment Properties. Charles has been in the industry for a very long time. He's been doing it and doing it right since before the last recession, and so everything that he had to say there, I'm sure, is very applicable to you, the radio listener, who's considering a real estate investment or already involved in it. Charles does a great job in some great markets. Make sure you check him out and follow him everywhere he goes on social media, and I think that you'll be continually challenged to go forward in your investing career. You know, as the founder of Think Realty, which we founded Think Realty about 2.5 years ago, I really started off with this thought that real estate investment makes one of the greatest assets to invest in. And I myself am heavily invested in real estate. It's provided a great income for my family. It's provided stability. It's provided wealth. But ultimately, it's provided the ability to live out my purpose and the thing that I believe that I'm created for. And when you can put yourself in a position where you don't have to rely on a job or you don't have to rely on someone else to make sure that you have what you need to live or to sustain you or your family, it puts you in a position where you get to uniquely make the decisions that are right for you and your family. I'm surrounded with a bunch of guys that that love doing what we do, and we do that because we have a passion for it. And so real estate is really the vehicle that's allowed me to do that. With that being said, I'm asked often around the country, what are the things that it takes to become a successful real estate investor? I assume you're listening to this radio station. You know, according to the demographics of this station, you're probably someone who is affluent. You're someone who most likely is invested in the stock market. You're someone who is maybe on the downhill slide of your career. You have accomplished great things in your life. You have got some money. You're doing some great things. But in the end, I want you to consider real estate as a potential investment. Why? Because I believe that real estate provides time. It gives you the time that you want. It provides wealth. It's an appreciable asset. It's something that grows every year in value, but it also can produce cash flow, which, you know, your stock is most likely not going to do. And then ultimately, it provides you the ability to work on what you believe is the purpose for your life. Whether it's spending time with grandkids, whether it's you know, working on the projects that you want, whether it's giving back to society, church, community, whatever it is that you do. And so I believe that it provides time, wealth, and purpose. But let me give you just four quick things, and we're going to kind of open the fire hose real quick. And I'm going to give you four things that I think you have to have in order to be successful in real estate. And if you got a pen, if you're in the car, you know, whatever you can do to kind of jot this stuff down, go back to our website, listen to it as a podcast. I think these four things will really help you a lot. The first thing you need is obviously the asset itself, properties. So how do you find the right properties? You know, today, the MLS, going on Zillow or Redfin or however you search the MLS, Realtor.com, is probably not the greatest place for you to find an asset that is valued correctly for an investment property. You can, and some people do. Some people still find great places, great assets on there. But I would start with wholesalers. So a couple of quick tips on this. I start with wholesalers. Where do I find wholesalers? Well, first of all, you can go to thinkrealty.com. We've got wholesalers listed across the nation. You can download the wholesalers list as a part of the resources that we give you. And you can look it up in your state and find one or two or three or 10 on there and start reaching out to them and find out what they have, because these wholesalers are advertising to the general public, people that don't feel their property is right for retail, you know, sales or the MLS. And so they're advertising these properties. And so they might make a 10 or a $5,000 or $10,000 cut on top of it. But in the end, your margins are still great most times. And so I would go find wholesalers, download the list on thinkrealty.com, go to Craigslist. Craigslist, if you go to houses for sale, you can oftentimes find people, you know, for sale by owner. You can search wholesalers. You can find wholesalers selling properties on Craigslist or looking for properties. And then what you do is just tell them, you say, hey, I'm in the market to buy some real estate. Would you put me on your list, any property you have that's a wholesale property? I'd love to check it out and start working with a wholesaler. Whether it's through Think Realty's list or Craigslist or however, you know, another great place is auction.com. Auction.com is a great source. I know we've had them on this show many times. And you can go to auction.com and find great off-market listings that you can bid on. And it's a great place. You can also help, you know, get in touch with Charles, which was on the last segment, and reach out to him. He's got tax deed sales, things like that. The second thing you need, so the first thing you need is properties. The second thing you need is cash. You have to have cash, and you may have a lot of cash. You may have cash sitting there liquid. You might have it in your 401k, your IRA, whatever it is. And you can leverage all that cash. But in the end, I've always found that no matter how much cash I have in real estate, I always need more cash. I always find a bigger deal than I have the guts to go after. There are private lenders all over this country that want to do deals in real estate, but want to do them passively. And so they are looking for guys like you, girls like you, that that need to leverage your money. And so typically the way that this works is you put 20% in the deal, you can find either a hard money loan or a private money loan. And they'll supplement the cost of that property. And that way you don't have to put up 100% of the purchase and the rehab and then sit on that for 6 months or however long it takes you to sell that property. And you can leverage private money. So where do I find private money? So a couple of quick sources here. You can go to Private Money Lending Guide, privatemoneylendingguide.com. And there's 40 or 50 private lenders on there that you can think of it like a lending tree, where you can actually put your deal on there and multiple private money lenders will reach out to you and say, hey, I'm interested in helping you with this deal. They'll ask for more details, so on and so forth. So Private Money Lending Guide is a great one. The other one is there's a group called the American Association of Private Lenders. It's actually one of our companies under Affinity Worldwide, but there's 400 or 500 private lenders that are a part of this association, and there's a directory on that site. You can look at ones that lend in your state. They also have a national conference every year in Las Vegas. I myself have used many of these guys to fund some of the deals that I do that maybe are too rich for the cash that I have, and a great source, but also the reason that you want to go through the American Association of Private Lenders is these lenders have been vetted. They are doing this on a consistent basis. They are used to working with people. They can guide you through it. And then the third place to find cash is either your investment retirement funds, IRAs, 401ks, or others. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are trying to get their money to work for them. They're not getting the returns that they want out of their star fund or whatever. And, you know, so they're looking for opportunities. And so you can reach out to kind of your friends and your local network to see if there's anybody that maybe do a joint venture deal with you. They've got the cash sitting in their IRA or investment retirement accounts, and you can partner up on something like that. That's where I would go. So first of all, you need property. Second of all, you need cash. The third thing that I would think that I would need if I'm a real estate investor, and I am, and why we've built this into Think Realty, is discounts. So you don't want to pay retail for, if this property is something that you're going to resell as a retail property, you want to make sure that you find good discounts. And so as a part of the free Think Realty membership, you can get discounts on Sherwin-Williams paint, 84 lumber. You can get Barnett, that is a Home Depot company. You can get cabinets and all kinds of great things like that. Sherwin-Williams also has a flooring division. So if you need flooring of any kind for your home, they've got great discounts on flooring. The Sherwin-Williams paint discounts are amazing. You get almost 40 to 50% off your paint. 84 lumber, big discounts, and they'll deliver lumber packages, anything you need, kitchens, baths, just about any building material you need for your house, shingles, out to the property. You know, Barnett's a great one. They've got big warehouses they'll deliver to your house as well. You can get toilets and bath accessories and things like that, or appliances. The other one is Modally. Modally is a big HVAC and plumbing supplier, and they'll work with you to get you what you need there. And those are all discounts as a part of the Think Realty program. You do that, you sign up for free, and you get all those discounts as a part of that program. So the first thing I would think you need is properties. The second thing is cash. The third thing is discounts. Don't pay retail if you're going to sell retail, right? Like, if you're looking for high-end fixtures for your own personal home, great. Go out and pay retail. Go to the little private stores next to your house, lighting stores, things like that. But if this is something you're trying to make money on, then, you know, use these discount programs and go out and get good-looking flooring fixtures, so on and so forth, at a highly discounted rate, and fix the margins on the property that you're investing in. The fourth thing is good contractors. Good contractors really make or break the whole process of investing. And I really want you to have good contractors. There's a lot of places to go for good contractors. You can go to Angie's List and vet them out and so on and so forth. But also go to Radius.com. It's a company that provides national contracting and a group that'll help you with your renovation. Those four things you need to be successful. Three things you need to join us. Come see us at one of our conferences. Join us on thinkrealty.com or read our magazine every day or every month in Barnes & Noble and pick it up. Thinkrealty.com, we love you, and we'll see and talk to you next time. Have a great day.
Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you: printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk.
Online
at biztalkradio.com.